This week, President Trump signed an executive order demanding that Democrats be thrown in jail for 1 year if they burn the American flag. The lunatic CEO of Cracker Barrel finally got the hint and not only abandoned plans to change the company's logo, but also quietly deleted their pro-LGBTQ pride sections on their websites. And another white woman is suing her former employer for discriminating against her for being white. Stay tuned and subscribe if you're new here. I'll get into it all. The executive order is actually only a half truth. And I said Democrats going to jail for burning the flag. I mean, I guess it's anybody who burns the flag, but of course, Democrats, the Marxists, are the only ones who do such a thing. But actually, he's trying to kind of do two things here. He is trying to use a loophole or thinks he sees a loophole in the law. Also, just baiting Democrats, trolling the lunatic Democrats into actually doing that to display to the normal Americans how crazy they are. Back in 1989, the Supreme Court ruled that burning the American flag is, and in my opinion, should be considered free speech. We want the Democrats who feel like burning the American flag to come out in the public and do that. Please identify yourselves, you Marxist scum. But this executive order doesn't criminalize burning the American flag. It basically directs attorney generals to prosecute people who were committing crimes like rioting and looting, like the Black Lives Matter protesters, while burning the American flag, to then have an extra penalty put on top of it. It will be ruled unconstitutional if it goes to the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter. This is President Trump baiting the Marxist Democrats into showing how un-American they are. And on cue, one immediately went outside the White House and lit one on fire, screaming at President Trump through his bullhorn, and was soon arrested. But not arrested for, quote, burning the American flag. He was arrested for setting a fire in a public park. Okay, so it wouldn't have mattered what he was burning. You can't just put a bunch of stuff on the ground out in public, especially in a public park, and set it on fire. That's a fire hazard. But headlines like these from NBC News, nothing but crap news, have further inflamed, no pun intended, the Marxist Democrats. Flag burning incident near White House leads to arrest hours after Trump's executive order. I mean, what's next? Are we going to find that back in the 90s, Senator Joe Biden proposed a law that would actually have much stiffer penalties than the executive order President Trump signed? Oh, wait, what's this?
Our diversity naturally pushes us apart, not together. What holds us together as a nation, Mr. President, is not a common language, although I think that is necessary.
This obviously was back when the Democrats weren't completely insane. They actually used to have, I mean, at least some reasonable stances.
It is the national symbol. The reason it is worth preserving is because it unifies this diverse nation. The flag's unique place in our national life means that we should preserve it against all manner of destruction. A statute making it unlawful to burn, mutilate, or trample upon any flag of the United States, period.
Oh.
It doesn't matter who burns or mutilates or tramples the flag, and it doesn't matter why. Under my proposal, it'll be unlawful to do the flag harm, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Interesting, but we all know that there is one flag that you're not allowed to burn because doing so is considered to be not just a crime, but a hate crime. And that is the rainbow flag, whatever it is that they're calling it now, the LGBTQAIPK2+ flag. All they wanted was the right to get married. They said it was nobody's business what two consenting adults did in the privacy of their bedroom, they claimed. But then they started mandating that everybody celebrate them and started putting up their kink fetish symbol. That's what the LGBT rainbow flag is. It's a sexual symbol. Up in public everywhere and painting it on crosswalks across the country, and then arresting people, including these kids, for felony vandalism for just simply doing some burnouts on them. Now, I wouldn't recommend doing this, especially with a visible license plate on your vehicle, but I do commend the Americans who took it into their own hands to try to erase these disgusting symbols from public display. But it looks like they won't have to be doing that anymore, at least in Republican-controlled cities or states, because President Trump's transportation secretary has ordered all the states to remove this distracting graffiti from the roads. And so far, at least Florida, headed up by the great Governor Ron DeSantis, has started cleaning up the mess.
Florida has started enforcing a new initiative by the Trump administration's Department of Transportation. Secretary Sean Duffy directed the nation's governors to identify what he called safety improvements, including any political messages or artwork that could be distracting to drivers. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Delray Beach, where colorful crosswalks are now in the state's crosshairs.
Oh, they certainly are, and I'm not sure why this crew isn't just painting over the rainbow. Instead, they are completely removing the bricks, which I guess is even a better symbolic victory. Even rapper Snoop Dogg is sick of the LGBTQ propaganda being shoved in everybody's face and posted online that they're putting it everywhere after he took his grandson to an animated film and noticed it. But NBC News is still respecting the preferred pronouns of that demon who shut up that Catholic school in Minneapolis, saying police visited the Minneapolis shooting suspect's home at least twice when she was a teen, but she had no criminal record, and all weapons were lawfully purchased. That's very interesting, considering that he had expressed in his journal, his manifesto, that he was tired of being trans. When he was 17, he legally changed his name from Robert to Robin, but then later said that he wishes that he never brainwashed himself into thinking that he was trans. Oh, and speaking of getting rid of graffiti, remember back in 2020 after the George Floyd Black Lives Matter insurrection, some brave patriots decided to take it upon themselves to clean up the graffiti in the form of the Black Lives Matter slogan that various cities painted on the streets. And they were all arrested and charged with felony vandalism and hate crime. So I certainly hope that brave patriots like this got a full pardon. Because back then, you weren't allowed to desecrate any Black Lives Matter or George Floyd murals. They were considered to be sacred. And the Proud Boys were arrested and sued civilly for tearing down a Black Lives Matter flag during a march and then burning it. It was on the side of a church, which technically is vandalism and theft, okay? I mean, they did break the law there. But instead of just charging them with petty vandalism or petty theft, giving them a little fine, the judge then awarded a $1 million judgment to the church, which is a clear violation of the Eighth Amendment, which protects Americans against unreasonable fines. But we all know that the Democrats hate the Bill of Rights, and hopefully they will get that thrown out on an appeal. And we have another case of a white person standing up for themselves after getting discriminated against, which a lot of people want to do, but they don't have the financial resources to get a lawyer to do this. It's a very brave thing to do, which is why you just need to call Stephen Miller's Pacific Legal Foundation, because they actually will cover the legal costs. And I don't know if that's what this woman did, but she was an anchor at a news station in Boston and was fired for alleged microaggressions and unconscious bias against two black colleagues, meaning just not bowing down and kissing their feet every time they walked by. And so she is suing them for $4 million. Also this week, someone who worked at the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, was awarded over $250,000 in a settlement from the school after they sued the university for discrimination against them for being white to fall in line with their illegal DEI policies. Also this week, two white people who were fired from Shell Oil sued the big oil conglomerate in Houston because of discrimination against them for being white, firing them and then replacing them with less qualified brown people, BIPOCs, blacks, indigenous, or people of color. And let's not forget about the whopping $25 million judgment that was awarded to a white woman who was fired from Starbucks because she's white in order to try to make the corporation look like they were making amends for arresting two black people who were loitering there. And then when the police came and asked them to leave, they wouldn't. So we're making some progress in the culture war, finally. We're no longer going to have to see those gay rocking chairs outside of Cracker Barrel. And the anti-white, DEI-obsessed whack jobs are on notice that us white people are no longer taking their discrimination against us quietly. And instead, we're not just speaking out against it, which, of course, we've been doing here on this channel and in the comment section for a long time. But finally, the normie mainstream conservative hosts have had enough, and it's become safe for them to talk about it. But also, now, white people are suing and winning millions and millions of dollars for being discriminated against. If you're like me and you want to get a great shirt and support my channel, then head on over to my online store, markdice.com, and order your I Love White People shirt, or your Operation Mockingbird shirt, which is one of my favorites, or any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well, and women's cuts and tank tops. I know summer's kind of winding down, but you can still get them if you live in a warm climate. So head on over there or click the link in the description below and check them out.